Monday, December 10, 2018. You are listening to Grow Great Daily Brief 119. That's 119. Fun with Budgeting, Part 1. Yeah, I'm kind of sort of being sarcastic. I mean, budgeting can be fun when the coffers are full. Kind of sucks when they're not. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here. The website is growgreat.com. There are just a few principles that I have been devoted to throughout my career, things that sort of have served as North Stars for me, for the operational challenges that I have faced. One of them is to put something on trial for its life. Put it on trial for its life. Budget items live and die based on merit. That's what it has always meant for me, to put something on trial for its life. There is likely going to be some serious and some deliberate debate about budgets, at least on a few line items. But after considerable wrangling, line items on the budget, they either live or they die. And some, they live or die after necessary adjustments, and that's okay. So let's consider some things as we do fun with budgeting part one. Yes, that means there will be a part two. Let's consider some things that we can do to make budgeting great. I won't promise that it's going to be fun, but come on, let's give it a go. You never know. Let me begin. I need to sort of preface this, I think, by talking about fixed expenses. And the thing with fixed expenses is sometimes they're not really fixed. There are a lot of things, perhaps most things, they're negotiable. And too often, business owners don't want to put in the work to see if they can lower a fixed expense, because, man, it can free up some real serious money if you do. And I'll work over a budget with a yellow highlighter on such things, but only if I'm willing to put in the work. That means only if I feel like it's appropriate to put in the work and I'm willing to put in the work to negotiate to get that thing down. For example, last year, let's say that I wrestled with a landlord over terms of a long-term lease. And, okay, there it is on the budget. I'm not going to mark that with yellow. I negotiated that just a year ago. I'm not going to be a jerk about it, and I'm not going to go to the well again. I'm going to be fair. I'm going to be a person of my word. Now, you can do however you please. I want to be a good partner, and I want to be reasonable, and I want to be fair. So let me insert there this fixed expense. They're fixed unless you want to negotiate them, and I'm going to encourage you to negotiate them where you feel like it's appropriate. So let's get on with it, shall we? Putting things on trial for their life. First of all, I'm going to do a fast scan for the no. I'm going to do a fast scan for the obvious bad. Sports commentators, they often talk about looking at a team and the team passes the eye test. And what they mean by that is they can look at a team and the team just look good. You know, I mean, even if you don't know their record, you can tell a good team from a bad team just by looking. You can apply that same logic to the first quick pass through the line items of a budget. So I'm looking for things that are going to jump out at me without scrutiny. Just the things that kind of leap out, they don't pass the eye test. They just get my immediate attention, and maybe I find myself muttering, what in the world is this? Now, my preference is always to do this alone, without a CFO, without an accounting person, without anybody in the leadership team. And it's not because I don't want their knowledge. It's not because I don't want their insight. It's because I want to run through the numbers without letting myself get sidetracked. Now, maybe you can control yourself better than me. I just knew that if I began to question a line item, I was going to be tempted to stomp down and dive down the rabbit hole to figure that line item out. Well, I don't want to do that. Not yet. I want to get into a rhythm. I want to go through this whole list so that I can do it a few times quickly. Now, when I say quickly, I don't mean it's not like speed reading. I just don't want to linger too long. I'm not interested at this point in getting down into the muck of the details. Again, I'm going for the eye test. Now, I like to use highlighters as I go. Green is go. Red is no. Yellow is I don't know. Green is go. Red is no. Yellow is I don't know. But rather than mark things up too badly right out of the gate and clutter everything up, I tend to go through my first pass and I'm focusing only on red or no items. Now, no doesn't mean they're completely gone. It just means that these jump out at me, they need serious consideration because, in my mind, I think they're too high. I think they need to be cut. I don't use any other color on my first pass. I'm only got a red highlighter. Now, that makes it easy for me to discern the most obvious line items where I can likely make some reductions. No, I'm not going to get it 100% correct, and you aren't either. But that isn't the point. The point is to give yourself a place from which to begin so you can make some meaningful progress. Next, I'm going to scan the second scan. Now, I've gone through it one time. Now, I'm going through it a second time. Now, I got the green highlighter in my hand. Green is for go. And I'm going to do the exact same thing. Again, I'm basing it on the eye test. So I'm scanning these line items where the line item, it seems fitting, seems appropriate, it seems congruent with what our plans and our goals are, and maybe it could even use some beefing up. Maybe not. So what I may do is I won't do this on every line item, but I may put a small plus sign beside a green highlighted item, which means on first blush, I think we may could bolster that some. I may put a small minus sign next to a green highlighted line because I'm thinking they could probably do with a little bit of shaving. I began to do that years ago, and I'll tell you the big takeaway from this is if you do that over the course of an entire budget, the dollars add up. They just do. I mean, a few bucks here and a few bucks there adds up to more than a few bucks. So I would strongly encourage you, even on those green go items, yeah, plus and minus them. So I'm scanning for the obvious good things. I'm scanning for the things that I mostly agree with. These are items that I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time challenging unless somebody on the team wants to. Because you got to keep in mind, your leadership team is going to fight for certain things. And it's why I do this exercise. It's another reason why I do this exercise alone without their input. Because that debate's going to happen. And it's going to happen soon. And it should. But it's going to happen soon enough. I don't need to involve that right here. Now I got the yellow highlighter. Now it's a fast scan for the obvious question marks. These are the things I don't know. And so I go through that a third time here. Keep in mind, I'm seeing the same line items each time. But I'm looking for different things each time. And here I am on my third pass, and now I'm looking for the line items that just raise an eyebrow of, I'm not sure about this one. Now, yes, sometimes in the second or third pass, I will find myself reaching for another color marker because there's a line item that maybe didn't jump out at me before, and now it does. Or it is possible during my run through red, I grab a green highlighter. It's possible that I run through green and I grab a red highlighter. You understand what I'm saying? Things jump out. So feel free, give yourself permission to edit as you go. Throughout this process, I'm working to keep things as black and white as I can. I'm really working to be binary with this thing. If I have to stop and deliberate in my mind about this thing, then I don't want to mark it red or green. I just keep moving because I know that likely I'm going to be marking that with yellow when I get to this point. So there are line items that I'm just not sure about. Maybe they're fine. Maybe we have specific questions. Maybe we need more clarification. Maybe we need more information. These are items that we know we want to address with our CFO, with our leadership team, because we're just not sure. Okay, I've gone through it three times now. Time for one final pass through. I've gone through it, and so I figure, you know, I've got all three colors now represented. So I got all three colors all over this place, and I might as well review it a fourth time. So here I go through it again. This is quickly, and I'm looking for obvious omissions or I'm looking for obvious edits that I'd like to make. So yes, I am reviewing my work. And it gives me this fourth time to look over things. I'm confident by the time I get through that fourth scan, I'm confident with the work that I've done. No, it doesn't mean I'm 100% correct, but it means I'm ready to go to the next stage. It means that budgeting fun part one is over, and now it's time to get on with even deeper, even more grandiose fun with budgeting. And Lord willing, we'll pick up on that frivolity tomorrow. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm glad you click played it today. I hope you will click it tomorrow. You're going to want to. See you then.